This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buffalo, a high stick in front. Doesn't appear to have been called.
Yeah, they give him the puck.
Give him the puck.
Give him the puck.
Sabres throw it away, and this is going to maybe go into the net, off the boards. Oh, my goodness, it did.
Give him the puck.
How many times have you thought it just can't get any worse? I don't think I've ever heard Rob yell like that. I mean, I can't. Who could blame him? Hockey sense maybe came to mind there. But the poor Sabres. I mean, you could literally sit around and try to think of new ways, new embarrassing moments and losses, whatever. And that would be one where, like, okay, that could happen. It's not too ridiculous, not too crazy, so that would be a good one. On the power play, no less, already down one late. The game was tied pretty late, but they give up the goal for the 3-2 lead for Utah, and just a pass to nowhere ends up all the way banking in off the boards into their own net. Rob yells, "Give them the puck!" I don't know, like, what's after that? Literally turning and shooting the puck directly into your net. Instead, is that the next level up from or down from that? I don't know. I mean, Bulldog has said it. I think we all feel it, or most of us do, or many of us do, with the Sabres anymore. It's just the worst case scenario should be that the team is bad and you still want to sort of dig into it and figure out what needs to change, and you get a lively conversation about just, you know, how to do that. Trades, coaching changes, different things with the Sabres. But I find that it's just been so long that people really don't want to have the conversation anymore, or just don't have the strength or the stomach to, I mean, here and there, we do it. But Bulldog has said how, like, when he gets into his Sabres rants, often, like, that would really fire people up. And anymore now, it's just, like, dial tone. Anybody know what a dial tone is? So we still know what a dial tone is. So, like, just that's one example. It's interesting, but it's just been too much losing, too hard to maybe imagine a move, an idea, anything kind of turning it. I do think it's an interesting choice what they've been doing lately with their roster. We got into this a little bit late yesterday, and Paul will join me at about 5:30. I'm not sure we'll have this exact conversation, but what they're doing now is re-signing the guys whose contracts were coming up. They have one unrestricted free agent left, and that is James Reimer. Which, you know, whatever. So Zucker, Greenway, and Bryson, the Sabres gave them all new deals. And that has them in a position where next year, there could be trades, but we know how that tends to go. There should be, but the Sabres aren't really good at making trades. So you're going to have a team that will look a lot like this team. Maybe it's a different coach. I wonder how that will play out. Like, will it be Lindy's call? Can it be 100% his call? I don't know. I wonder, given from coming from a starting point where I wondered about, like, if he was like 100% in on this challenge. And I mean that respectfully. He said things, and he came across in my mind at the beginning and at different times during the season as if he wasn't, like, how do I say it in a way that doesn't sound like too critical? All in, I guess. Like, sort of the way you have to just pour yourself into a job, into a challenge. He just seems like he's gotten older, and I don't know if it's probably not fair to say. I'm sure anybody, like Lindy himself or a lot of people, would push back on it. And I'm not saying he's not, like, doing his job, so to speak. I just wonder, like, how much energy he has for this. And now that this season has just gone about as badly as it could have, does he want to come back for another one? Do the Sabres want to have him back for another one? Who will decide that? I don't know. It's just so depressing, right? Year after year, we say it. The weather gets good. The season gets interesting. Not everybody's, like, so into the NHL season from day one. You get to the tournament, then after the tournament, and it's playoff races and potential matchups and everything that we love. I mean, can you even remember going to a playoff game? How hard is it to, like, put together who you went with, who played? It's just insane. We went through this with the Bills too, of course, but I'd have to, like, it was such, like for you, probably, it was just such a great big thing in your life. The hockey playoffs have a way of just consuming you all day, waiting for the game. Just, you live for it. The last time they were in the playoffs was 2011, almost 14 years ago. And let's see, Philadelphia, like, I kind of have to work at it. Philadelphia, game six was an afternoon game. I did not go to game six. Didn't realize that someone in my group had tickets but didn't know it, so the seats went unused for game six of that series. Maybe kind of fitting looking back as it's been this long. Game four, I think, was the game that they might have won 1-0, and I think I sat here, and I think I was with my wife, and I don't know anything else, who else went, what we did before, after, nothing. Like, it's just so long ago. And 06, 07, those 2 years, not maybe anymore, but the memories were so vivid for so long, you know, just all the details and everything. Just, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm making an interesting point. I'm telling you that the Sabres have gone a long time since being good, which you knew and probably don't appreciate being reminded of. They scored on themselves last night in the end to, you know, and lost to Utah. Tomorrow and Sunday, games coming up this weekend on the road. They're home Tuesday and Thursday next week. Like I mentioned, Paul will join me later. We'll keep it light. Tournament going on. NFL draft coming up. The schedule after that. I think a lot about the schedule. I think a lot about last year at the stadium. I sort of geek out trying to figure out how I want the order to go. Mentioned to Sal, Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles, all home games for the Bills next season. Do you think any of them would be a 1 o'clock game? Sal thought maybe one. I could see that, but I kind of think it might be one at the most. We've got that to talk about too, whatever else is on your mind, considering the NFL, Aaron Rodgers supposedly in Pittsburgh. We'll see if there's news on that as we go. 803-0550 to join me. This is Mike Shope on WGR.